Here we go, hour number two of Radio Munson on WGLT Normal, Illinois, a service of Illinois State University. I've always thought that was a great arrangement of an old Irving Berlin song called Always, and John Sheridan is the guy who did it, the pianist. He had Eddie Erickson playing guitar, Dan Block and Scott Robinson on reeds, and Ron Hockett on clarinet, Dan Barrett and Russ Phillips playing the trombones, and Randy Reinhardt was a guy on cornet on Always. I'm Don Munson. I get a kick out of these things on Thursday night, and I hope you do too. It's sort of full circle for me. I started out 55 years ago in broadcasting, playing a lot of this same stuff, and some of it was oldies then. Go figure. I brought in some Ellington and some Basie tonight. We haven't gotten to either one of those yet. Here's a song that Duke wrote. Sarah Vaughan does it. It's called In a Mellow Tone.
Fancy free, I'm not alone, I've got company. Everything's okay, the live long day, with this mellow song, I can't go wrong. In a mellow tone, that's the way to live. If you're more hope and grown, something's gotta give. Just go your way and laugh and play. There's joy unknown in a mellow tone.
Sarah Vaughan, Sassy did a couple of albums involving the Duke Ellington songbook. Took at least a couple to get it done, both on CD now. They should be in your collection. I'm Don Munson. Duke wrote that song in 1939 with the lyrics by Milt Gabler. You know, Ellington had done so many things during the 1930s. You know, he sort of was ahead of the swing era in a lot of ways. Maybe the most important way was he wrote that song called It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Wrote it in 1931. Irving Mills did the lyrics, and it's quite a jazz standard now, characterized as a prophetic piece and a prophetic title. That's because swing really wasn't in the lexicon before 1931, 1932, when the song came out. Ellington wrote it and arranged it in August of 31 during intermissions at Chicago's Lincoln Tavern, where the band was playing. And he recorded it for Brunswick Records, first record he'd made for them, in February of 1932. Ivy Anderson sang the vocal, and his trombonist, Tricky Joe Natten, and alto saxophonist Johnny Hodges played the solos. The song, of course, became famous, as Ellington said, as the expression of a sentiment which prevailed among jazz musicians at the time. Just didn't have a name before that. Ellington credited the saying, "It don't mean a thing if it ain't got that swing," as a credo of his trumpeter Bubba Miley, who was dying of tuberculosis and died in that same year, 1932, that the song was released. It was probably the first song to use the phrase swing in the title. Introduced the term to everyday language, it preceded the swing era by about 3 years when Benny Goodman kicked it off with his band in 1935. Here's the original recording. First hit the airwaves in 1932.
What da do, da da do, da da do.
Ellington, way before his time in 1932. Yeah. That song, that recording, was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame back in 2008. Don't mean a thing. Well, we know that. Here's another thing that Duke Ellington introduced in the Cotton Club in Harlem. There was, I forget the name of the dancer, but it was a song that brought on one of the brilliant dancers that they had there. And this is a later recording, but it's a recording that Fletcher Henderson did. Harold Arlen actually wrote the song in 1933, and it's called Happy as the Day is Long.
Thank you.
happy as the day is long. Yeah, I wish I could remember the name of the dancer that that brought on at the Cotton Club. Duke Ellington and Fletcher Henderson shared that song. Each one had a band that recorded it. And that was Fletcher Henderson's arrangement, a later recording. I think Billy May led that. On Radio Munson, Fats Waller was certainly happy as the day is long, even when he had troubles.
Nobody much, nobody cares for me. Swinging on out there, yes. The walls are bulging, yes, yes, yes. Oh, make that thing sweat, boy, make it sweat, yeah.
Jeff Lindbergh's Chicago Jazz Orchestra with French scat singing sensation Cyril Amé.
Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never mind the rain from the sky, just as long as there's sun in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you. But when I hate you, it's 'cause I love you. That's how I am. So what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you. Sometimes I'm happy, sometimes I'm blue. My disposition depends on you. I never, never mind the rain from the skies, just as long as I can have the sunshine in your eyes. Sometimes I love you, sometimes I hate you, but when I love you, I really do. That's how I am, so what can I do? I'm happy when I'm with you.
Thank you.
Surreal M.A. with Jeff Lindbergh's Chicago Jazz Orchestra. Boy, they do some fine stuff in the Windy City. And she has several tracks on their most recent album. Surreal is 31 years old. You know, it's really heartening that there are some wonderful new jazz artists who are in their 20s and 30s. Here's a British guy, Jamie Cullum, who's been around for a while now. And is not much older than Surreal. I think he's 36. I think Jamie's 36, plays piano. Sings. Here he is with today's Basie Band.
If I expected love when first we kissed, blame it on my youth. If only just for you I did exist, and blame it on my youth. I believed in everything like a child. Oh, more than anything, you meant all the world to me. If you were on my mind all night and day, if I forgot to eat, I'd sleep, I'd pray, blame it on my youth. Don't blame it on my heart, blame it on my you.
Great Britain's Jamie Cullum. And who wouldn't want to sing with the Basie Band, right? There's a Count Basie Orchestra still doing very well. There are a lot of shadow bands around, but none as true to its origins, it seems to me. And I'm not the only one who believes this. As the Count Basie Orchestra, some of his old guys have kept the thing alive. That was Dennis Wilson, trombonist with the Basie, leading the band, and I forget how many years ago, not very many. And it's one guy after another who's leading the band now, as some of the older guys, their health fails them, and somebody else will take over. Here's another trombonist in the Basie Band, Bill Hughes, who led the band for a while in recent years. One thing they had in common is Butch Miles, one of Basie's great drummers, had come back to play on that recording with Jamie Cullum, and this recording, recorded in Japan a few years ago, featuring Butch and, a number of members of the band, and a thing that the guitarist Freddie Green wrote called Corner Pocket. Thank you. Corner Pocket, Freddie Green's tune.
Hello, everybody. We're the world-famous Count Basie Orchestra.
Recorded in Japan 8 years ago. I'm Don Munson. The program's Radio Munson. You can always reach me by emailing me at don@wglt.org. Don@wglt.org. I'm glad you're here. We know that you're out there somewhere, but we like to know where you're listening. Check in with us from time to time. Keep us going here. I'm going to do still another song by Basie before we run out of time tonight. It's Freddie Green wrote that song. We'll do something that, but you know, Freddie Green was never featured with the band. Never had a solo. He sat there for 50 years strumming that rhythm guitar with the best of them. He had sort of a slight guitar solo in the recording of Lil Darlin', and I'm going to play that here before we run out of time. Right now, here's Diane Schur, a 1987 recording with Billy May's band.
You'd be so easy to love, so easy to idolize all others above, so worth the yearning for, so swell to keep the home fire burning for. We'd be so grand at the game, so carefree together that it does seem a shame that you can't see your future with me, 'cause you'd be, oh, so easy to love. You'd be so easy to love, to take on a honeymoon all others above, so sweet to waken with, so nice to sit down to eggs and bacon with. I know your lamb and take me back to the fold. If you'll agree, why, I guarantee that I'll be old, so easy to love.
Fingers up and down my spine, the same old witchcraft when your eyes meet mine, the same old tingle that I feel inside. And when that elevator starts its ride, and down I go, round, round I go, like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name and I'm aflame, aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you're the lover I have waited for, the mate that fate had me created for. And every time your lips meet mine, darling, down and down I go, round and round I go in a spin. I'm loving the spin I'm in. Under that old black magic called love. Loving the spin I'm in, I'm under that old black magic called love. Under that old black magic called love. Under that old black magic called love. Got me spinning and spinning around like an elevator going down to that old black magic.
That's Ella, and that was Diane Schur before the break. Both of them, arrangements by Billy May, here on Radio Munson. Glad you're aboard this evening. Gonna take you down to Austin, Texas now, to Music City, for a little combo of Western swing and gypsy swing, done by the Hot Club of Cowtown. Whit Smith does vocal this time, plays some guitar, Alana James on the fiddle, and Jake Irwin playing that bass.
Thank you.
The Hot Club of Cowtown. Yeah. Wouldn't you love to be there, to be a part of that scene in the Continental Club in Austin, Texas? Yeah, they are something else. I'm Don Munson. It's Radio Munson. You know, we play a little bit of this and a little bit of that on Thursday evenings. Here's an interesting smaller group as well. Randy Sankey playing trumpet, one of the great trumpeters on the scene today. And Randy Reinhardt, a versatile brass instruments guy, played in cornet a little bit earlier with John Sheridan's band. And here, playing some trombone with the drummer, sometimes vibraphone player, John Cacuzzi. John's playing vibes this time around. And playing a song that Red Norvo did years ago. And Red played a rather interesting vibe sound, much unlike Lionel Hampton, say, because Red had grown up playing the xylophone and then began playing the electrified vibraphone. And John Cacuzzi is somewhere in between Red Norvo and Lionel Hampton on The Man I Love. man I love, John Cacuzzi playing vibes, and Randy Sankey and Randy Reinhardt playing the trumpet and trombone, respectively, here on Radio Munson. I want to do one more thing from one of the more modern Basie bands. Basie died in 1984, and by 1986, the band was back to full strength again under the direction then of Frank Foster, and there have been several leaders in between. Here's something from 1986 from an album called Long Live the Chief. The guy's called Basie the Chief. Features T. Carson at that point playing piano, Sonny Cohn on trumpet, and Freddie Green, the venerable guitarist. They always said Freddie played a little bit more than five decades, actually 50 full years with the Basie band, but he gets just a little sort of semi-solo work on a thing that Neil Hefti wrote for Basie called Lil' Darlin'.
Thank you.
Lil Darlin. Neil Hefti wrote that for the Basie Band, and they recorded it in 1986, this recording, on an album that was entitled Long Live the Chief. Indeed. Well, that's going to wrap it up, Radio Munson, for this evening. We're going to mosey up to news time on WTLT Normal, Illinois. And then Evening Jazz keeps on cooking from the main GLT studios on the campus of Illinois State University in Normal, Illinois. I'm Don Munson. I'll see you next Thursday night from just a little ways up Dove Mountain, just outside of Tucson, Arizona, on another Radio Munson. Thanks for listening. Have a great week, everybody.